student life is a lot different and a lot more empty. So, what would you say? Pretend I'm a student who is just not sure, like, how I should vote. What would be your pitch to someone who is not sure whether or not they should vote yes or no in this referendum?
So I would say, as I said to you as well, that we are asking for this increase in funding because we want to protect and improve the resources we already have. PEAK, EMBARK, SFSS, SFPERG, and CGSF, we are collectively furthering this initiative because the funding will not only go towards providing events and opportunities, both work and volunteer opportunities, but it will also create safe, inclusive drop-in spaces like our lounges, including mental health support resources, research support resources, and community kitchens. So, for example, I would say, as an international student, sometimes when the inflation's, like when Canada is imposing a lot of taxes and everything, it might get difficult for people to be able to afford their groceries. If you haven't known about it already, SFSS does have a food voucher program, and it helps students like every semester, and they have community kitchens as well. So there is definitely, you do get something out of it. It's not like the increase in fees is just is irrational. I feel like it is kind of very justifiable because these resources do not really take care of themselves. It has to be maintained by staff, by training, and a lot of hard work goes behind all of these events, workshop, trainings, research, and all of it. So I feel as though as a student myself, I feel as though this support, all that I get from these organizations, the least I can do is support them.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned tough times, and I think one of the best ways to get through tough times is through community, right? And through all the support that your community can give you and the support that you can give to your community. And as we've touched on a few times here, a core part of each of these organizations is building and supporting and strengthening community. So your yes vote in the referendum on the question of increasing student fees for these organizations will help to build and preserve community in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I think we'll take one more music break here, and then we'll come back and give you one last pitch on why to support this referendum. We're going to hear a track by Able Collective called To the One Who Rhymes on I.
We'll be right back. July. The bars were closed, no one out but a stranger and I. She didn't wanna get high. My benefactress and conscience far away. A few decades gone by, as it struggles and lies, in the end we defy. Guess I wanna imply that we really deserve one another. Get you out of my head. I can't get you out of my head. I can't get you out of my head. I can't get you out of my head.
The One Who Rhymes on I by Able Collective here on CJSF 90.1 FM, where we've got a student organization takeover of the airwaves. I am joined in studio by Samia from the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. Welcome back. It's very important, if you're a student, that you vote in these elections. It's good to vote in every election, obviously. That is, you know, you got to seize that one little bit of political power that the individual person has. But I think at a student level in particular, you know, the overall electorate is so much smaller, so each vote means that much more. And also, in this particular election, you have the chance to vote directly on specific policy, which doesn't happen all the time, right? When it comes to, well, any level of politics. So it's really important that you participate in this election. And we here at CJSF and the other groups, the PEAK, MBARC, SFPIRG, would like you to vote yes, I think is the simplest way to say it, to support the work that we do and to let us grow and do even more for students in the ways that we do. Samia, do you have anything else to say about that?
No, mostly it's just, you know, voting yes to our referendum question. And if you do want to additionally support us, you can pledge to vote or you can share the pledge link. You can also, if you're a club member or like in the executive board in a club, you can endorse our referendum question. You can also share campaign content because it's election. And as you said, it is the minimal amount of political power we have to kind of voice out our opinions. So I think we should definitely seize it. And yeah, if you're free, if you have time, maybe volunteer to support the campaign. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I would say that, you know, if what we've said resonates with you and you do feel like you want us to be supported, you want to support us, that talking to your friends about the referendum is huge. Even just like spreading awareness about the fact that it's happening and then being like, also, I think you should vote yes, that goes a long way. And so, like I said, the electorate is not that huge. It's just SFU undergraduate students who get to make this choice. So the more people you can talk to about this, the more people who know about it, the better the chances are that this referendum is successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are going to vote through a link that they get in their SFU webmail. The days of voting are February 27th and 28th, which are next Thursday and Friday. And if you have questions about any of this, you can definitely just walk into any of the organizations in question. MBARC, CJSF, and SFPIRG are all in the basement of the Student Union building, whereas the PEAK is sort of in the what do you even call that? It's beside the Maggie Benson Center. It's the forum, right beside the forum chambers. That's where it is. Anyway, just off of Combo Mall. Or you can visit any of our websites. Or is there somewhere people can reach out to at SFPIRG if they want more info?
Yeah, you can just walk in. We're mostly there. We're mostly in the lounge. We're mostly studying as well there. Mm-hmm. So if you want, if you have any questions that you want clarified or if you want more details on what the referendum is about or the campaigning processes, definitely reach out.
Great. And you can find out more information about the whole electoral process as well at sfss.ca/elections. And that has all the candidates for the elections as well as links to the referenda as well. So thank you for taking the time this afternoon to take over and come in and pop into the studio. Any parting message for potential voters out there?
Vote yes.
There we go. That's all we need. This has been a segment of the Independent Student Society's Radio Takeover, featuring Samia from the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. And we'll go out on a track by Ada Wolf. This is called Doyen. Vote yes.
You see what I'm saying? You can say what you want to say.
I did.
And you can be what you want to be.
Just getting warmed up, man.
As I take in my first breath, next thing I hear my mom call me Ade. I grip my cord like a mic check. Angel singing Baba Body. Yeah, she said Ade means crown, Onye means honey. Mix it together, rain will be sweet, bringer of peace, evil we cease. When the only hops on the beep, 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 beep. As a kitty, I could speed it, but I was too shy, bro, so I hit it. See, Pop said focus on the books, not the hooks. So you rap, man, that one out for thugs and the crooks. Mom said kilo with me, or in love for you see, you be at the remedy, hold up. I know the remedy, so man, how to feed the melody. Life ain't giddy, too tough, no I'm many days. Used to get lost in the Lagos City soundscape generators and the carburetors and the shoemakers. All the sounds in my head like a beat tape, so I ain't gon' stop, I'ma did it. Biggie died, I know everyone they rhyme. I just want they draw big boobs in washrooms. All day cartoons, my Jackie Chan moves. I'm swaying in my room. Yeah, stuck in my head most times. Was alone, I talking to myself most times. In boarding house, hiding in my dorm most times. Cause bullies won't deck me, blows in suplexes. Kind of perplexing, then I start vexing. Lost in depression, found my expression. They didn't know though, that I did do. Hot like at the road, like a dojo with my lyric of voodoo, raw just like a mojo. Mix that old sound of Kid West with some white clefs, spitting high def touches my desk. Then I start to smoke cess, paint the spics in high res. Moko fem phone call my child, so I made my name tasty dosh. See, moko fem nice speaker bassa, make I show them what it takes to bust. City, tight pants, bright colors, me and Sukiyaki. Trying to get shown soon all over the city. Trying to get those chicks all over my late night begging DJs to get played. Then after we don't give the guy 5k. Now my mom don't debug me. Get your life together, Baba Mama Shiri Kiri. Flow on lock though, like Kiri Kiri. Oh, wait, who am I kidding? Wasn't really feeling this artist living. Wasn't really feeling this artist many next thing. Moved out to Toronto, music tinted to the side, I had to let go. Still kept writing the rhymes down in my memo. Then Larry text me, said we lost H. Cole. Now that shit hit crossbow to the chest. Now I gotta grab that mic, no regrets. Get to the top, yeah, like vinaigrette. Too much doubt.
though hard to disperse it. Star in my soul just like I converse. Anytime I converse, I rip my heart out, then I pour it on the verses. Any beat I'm on, man, I'm coming with the hearses. Swear I never forfeit, tighter than a corset. When I come Boston, one like with you, it come with come on my 2-1 no team, but better buy it, don't stop it today.
Behind a chain link fence. And we're back on the charts. You just heard Sam Lynch's Hurt from Outline at number three. You Do Right, from the album From the Heights of Our Pasture Land. That song was called Lost in the Overcast. And at five, we had Skinny Dick's Part of Me from Easy Going. Coming up now at number two, Ombageezy. From the album Shame, we've got What Was Said. And at number one, for the second week in a row, The Weather Station, from their latest release, Humanhood. We're going to listen to Lonely. Thanks for tuning into the charts, produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm DJ Squared, your host. Check us out at cfrc.ca to learn more about how to volunteer, learn more about all the amazing programming that we have across genres, not only music, but also spoken word, and learn more about how you can support the station. And you can also follow us on Instagram at cfrc.ca to stay up with the latest updates about all the great programming we have every single day, 24/7. Thanks for tuning into the charts. We'll see you next time.
Passing by so close on the street. perpetual mistrust of you. A thought I can't get near to, a place I always disappear to. Something so big I couldn't see it till it was gone. Laying there with him, something stitched in was done, and I knew what it was not to be lonely. Fix everything, but I felt so changed. I could just look at the sky again.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.